Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
If you're single, when it comes to lifelong commitments, I'm guessing the biggest problem you have is actually finding a man to spend the rest of your life with. Not in Shelly's case. She found her man. She was getting married. In her case, her biggest obstacle was actually finding women to be in her wedding. Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Bert. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I think I have SARS, so please excuse me if I go into a coughing fit.
That will certainly entice people to want to be in your life.
You said I had these qualifications. You made it sound like I have a checklist. I'm desperate. Beggars can't be choosers. I don't have a checklist.
Okay, because that was my issue. I was like, hold on a second.
I know. It makes it sound like, well, no wonder she can't get a bridesmaid. She's totally out.
Right.
All right, Shelly, well, tell us why you haven't been able to find some other bridesmaids to be in the wedding.
Well, I thought about it after I talked to Tracy yesterday, and I think the biggest reason is because I am so totally lazy. Friends take so much time.
Girl, how'd you find a man if you don't want to put the time?
Well, that's a little bit easier. They require a little bit less time than girlfriends.
Girlfriends are true. Sometimes high maintenance. I would agree with her there.
And I guess there are people I could ask, but I would feel so self-conscious doing it. Like, hi, I know we just met and we've only worked together 3 months, but could you be my maid of honor?
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, that's weird. And like calling a radio station and getting listeners to be your bridesmaid is so much more comfortable.
That's so far on the other side of superficial that it makes it okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, how many bridesmaids were you originally supposed to have?
We're supposed to originally have five.
Okay.
But through, subterfuge, I've managed to get it down to three. So I've got one person. We've been working together for a while. And like a couple of months ago, I thought, hey, I don't have any bridesmaids. I should be really nice to this person. She's okay.
At least you're honest.
We've been going to lunch a little bit, and I've asked her, but she has no clue. Like, she's the only one. So she doesn't know yet. She's like the maid of honor and, the honor attendant, and that's it.
Now, why do you need to have three? Are you uncomfortable if your husband-to-be has more than you? Like, it's not okay with you?
I didn't even know you could do that. Won't I look like a loser if he's got, three people, four, five, 10 people standing up there, and I got, the one person?
Yes.
Well, I know sometimes I've been to weddings where it's been unbalanced before, and it's off by, one.
Really?
Well, Crash, I know, is having, 10 groomsmen or something like that, and Lady Crash is only having, 4 bridesmaids.
Oh, really?
But at least she's got four.
Yeah, you don't even have four to choose from.
I mean, okay. If I could get two and he had three, I can deal with that.
We need to give some details up, but we can't give away too much because women listening are going to need to know, when they need to be available and stuff like that.
Right. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time because, like I said, I'm lazy.
Okay.
So we're looking at May 31st.
May 31st. Okay. What are some of the things you're looking for in a bridesmaid? Like you said, beggars can't be choosers
beggars
here.
Beggars can't be choosers. So, if she's got a decent personality, no serial killers, no divas.
Can you imagine somebody comes to her wedding thinking it's their big day?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think we should screen them.
I don't want to be upstaged. It can't be anybody. Please forgive me. Don't kill me, people, when you call in. Horribly, horrifically fat, because the dresses have got to come off the rack at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for anybody that's, a 48 double D, 600 pounds, because, she's just not going to find a dress in time.
Okay.
If I could find somebody that was in the same race that I am, I'm black. So if I could find another black person, then they wouldn't necessarily stick out so that everybody goes, where'd she get that girl?
Why isn't Shelly making any black friends?
I know. Where's she coming from with all these Norwegians and stuff?
Because Jen has the most experience in here when it comes to bridesmaids and dresses and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Would you feel comfortable having Jen screen the bridesmaids that call us up?
She can screen them. That's fine.
Okay. So
I'll ask good questions for you. I promise. I've got some in my head ready to go.
Are you skinny?
I trust you.
Are you black?
Don't make me sound like a terrible person.
It's like rent a bridesmaid. Yeah. I love that.
You know, I actually thought about starting that business. Surely I'm not the only person that has problems.
No, Lady Crash could use six.
I mean, it could be like a high-class rent-a-bride escort service.
Now you're
rent
thinking.
A friend.
404-741-1005 if you're interested in being a bridesmaid in Shelley's wedding. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's up?
I am calling to help her out. I would love to be a bridesmaid in her wedding.
Are you
very
skinny?
Good. Very good.
I am 5'9", and I wear a size 4 or 6.
Oh, yeah.
Are you black?
Skinny.
I am.
Oh, right.
All right, I've got a screener question for her.
Okay.
Whatever I was trying to say. And what's your name?
My name is Leslie.
Okay, Leslie, name something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Good, Jen, hobby, nice.
Something old could be an antique pendant, something borrowed, her father's handkerchief, if she cries. Something new, the garter, and something blue could be her panties.
Very good.
Blue panties.
Blue panties. Okay. I like it. That's good. I like Leslie.
All right, Leslie, hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
I like her.
Got a couple more to screen here. We need two, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Two.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do caller 100 like every other contest?
Hi, Q100.
My name's Camille.
How are you, Camille?
I'm fine, and you?
We're doing just great.
Great.
You want to be in Shelley's wedding?
I sure would love to.
I think you sound great, Jen. What do you think here?
That is great. Okay, I got one question for you.
Okay.
When grandma comes up to you at the wedding and says, now, how do you know Shelley? How have y'all met? What's your story going to be?
We've been friends for a little while, and I met her. I work a lot of places, so in one of the places I was working at, I met her, and we just kicked it off. We were just, like, standing there and just started talking, and all of a sudden, it was like, girl, for real, and it was like we were old friends from then on. Like, now, you sure I don't know you from somewhere, you know? That's what I tell her. Like, I've known her for a while.
Very good. Can we see if they could do one more thing, though? You guys, make a toast.
Leslie, why don't you be the first to give the toast here?
Leslie, throw a personal story in there. Okay. Like, throw a funny story about you and Shelley back in the days.
Shelley and I have been friends for so long, and I'm so happy for her. And I just wish her all the best, and may you and your new husband, may your lives be joined by all of your good friends and family.
Camille, you want to give us a toast here also?
Of course. To Shelley and her new husband, may they have all the wonderful joys expected and unexpected. May they have happy ups and happy downs that they turn around and, you know, be great afterwards. And may they be one of the shining couples that everybody remembers as somebody they want to be like.
All right, ladies, hold on one second. Hey, Shelley, you still there?
Am I still in the voice disguiser?
You're still in the voice disguiser, yes. Did you hear Leslie and Camille? Think they'll work for you?
I do.
I think that we're perfect.
I thought so, too.
I mean, you may be...
I was really surprised that I actually got any responses. That's so cool.
I think we got it for you.
Thank you so much, guys.
The Burt Show.